romantic readiness such as I have never found in any other person, and which it is not likely I shall ever find again. No, Gatsby turned out all right at the end. It is what preyed on Gatsby, what foul dust floated in the wake of his dreams that temporarily closed out my interest in the abortive sorrows and short-winded elations of men.
"Good morning, madam," said Holmes.
"I'm Sherlock Holmes, and this is Dr. Watson, my friend and helper."
Holmes shut the door and turned to the lady.
"You're shivering, madam,"
he said.
"You must be cold. Sit near the fire, and I'll get you some hot coffee."
The lady moved nearer the fire. Then she said,
"It isn't the cold which makes me shiver."
"What is it, then?"
"It's fear, Mr. Holmes. It's terror."
30,000 inhabitants of all ages and sexes were crushed under the ruins. The sailor, whistling and swearing, said there was booty to be gained here.
"What can be the sufficient reason of this phenomenon?" said Pangloss.
"This is the last day," cried Candide.
"And so when I couldn't stand it no longer, I lit out. I got into my old rags and my sugar hogshead again, and I was free and satisfied. But Tom Sawyer, he hunted me up and said he was going to start a band of robbers, and I might join if I would go back to the widow and be respectable. So I went back,